Okay.
Last week we were talking about the Kedera Agabi Kedera. Let's review the famous Kasha of the Prima Godim. Well, the question actually precedes the Prima Godim gave an answer which was called the Tuv Tam. For those who have the Mishnah Berurah in front of you, the Mishnah Berurah is on page 140 in our packet. Steer between Siv Gimel and Siv Hei and Siv Reish and Gimel. Siv Gimel quotes him from Nagos Mordechai. You wake up early in the morning, the chalt is burning. So what do? Okay, Kedera Reikonis. You have to be very careful. Shalihosim Kederosu Agabe Akarka. Don't put it down. Why don't you put it down? Because if you put it down, you're cooked. Again, no pun. Once you put it down, you can't put it back. I said, you can't put it back, even if the fire is covered. So the Ramah puts it right in parentheses. Seems to be against the Mefurash Gemara, but there's a famous Yerushalmi, which the Ran and later the Ramah quoted it as a custom, although he doesn't like it, that there was a custom to be lenient in this respect. And what's that based upon? It's Kvonis Bar. Well, what's Kvonis Bar? We're in Simin Reishon Gimel Siv Gimel. Obviously, Kvonis Bar came a little bit earlier. So, namely, Reishon Gimel Siv Beis. Let's take a look and see it now. We're talking 139. The Yesh Omrim. The Kol Zeh, all the requirements that we had before, have to keep it. You have to be in your hand. You shouldn't put it on the ground. Eino Oster Rakshen Etolim and Akir Mibol Yom. Vloach Zirat Shecha Shecha. Avon Lekocha Mishom Mishecha Shecha. Ran Perakir of a Kobo is based upon a Yerushalmi. Is it the right pshat in Yerushalmi? The Chazan says it's a misread of the Yerushalmi. He doesn't like this at all. And even the Ramah, who quotes this Kula, the Chenog in the Hakel B'Tanurim Shalanu, Shiesh Shem Din Kira, the Song Chazan of Mekilim, the Tov La'achmi. Alright? Tov La'achmi. It should be Machmi. Okay, very nice. It should be Machmi. Okay, fine. This is the famous Ran based upon the famous Yerushalmi. What's the lundus of the Yerushalmi? That's important. We understand the lundus of the, again, the pseudo Yerushalmi, the Ran's pshat in the Yerushalmi. What Yerushalmi says is the Fiaran, the Fiaramah is quoting that when it says in the Gemara, Lavet Chesem Beis, that if you put it down, it's but the Shir Rishona. That's the Rashi we saw last week, Lavet Chesem Beis. That's only in a case in which you took it off the fire on Friday, put it back on Shabbos, then it's both the Shiur Rishon. If you took it off on Shabbos and put it back on Shabbos, then even if you put it down in the interim, it's not both the Shiur Rishon. It's a Chiddush, we don't really understand why it should be so, but that's how some understand the Pshat in the Yerushalm. So what do I mean no both the Shiur Rishon? So therefore, Hanacha, what we call Hanacha, last week was the most chomadik of the three, it was Shehiya, Hakzara, and Hanacha. So Hanacha will be in effect transformed into Hakzara. When is there Nisar Hanacha? If it took it off on Friday, put it back on Shabbos. That's a Nisar Hanacha. Took it off on Shabbos, put it back on Shabbos, it's considered to be Hakzara. The fact you put it on the ground is irrelevant. That's the opinion which is found in Siv Beis that referred to again over here in Siv Gimel. But that's the sheet which we try not to pass from like. The Rambam says Tov Lahakva, and Chazash says no Mokal Hokal at all. Okay, fine. It's in Siv Gimel. But in Sif Hei, with the famous head of the Ran of Kedera Gabi Kedera, where it says, this is found over here on page 141, where it says, you take a Mutalos of Alpi Kedera, Chan of the Shabbos, Tapshim, Slashim, Be'er of Shabbos, called Sarko, such as Panadish, Ulechavavon. Why? The Fisha Ein Nerach, Bishul Begach. Now you're taking it from where? From anywhere. Even if you take it from the floor, it doesn't make a difference. There's a steer between Sif Gibel and Sif Hei. Serious problem. Says the Be'er Halacha two terutzim. First terutz gives him the double meravava. Double meravava depends on what the food is. What's the food? So the food on the Siv Hei is panadish, which you normally don't put there to cook. That's mutter. The food over here is agabe kedera with there the tavshil, something which just normally is cooked there. It's a great teretz. Why does he like the teretz? It's a fantastic teretz. The Ran gives his teretz in effect, but the problem he doesn't like is how mechabelo svil the klal shidus around the dina. It's a great teretz, but the mechabel means mechabel. Mechabel didn't quote the Ran anywhere. He only quoted the Rashba. We showed you last week that the Rashba, Sifei is Lashon of the Rashba. Right, just look on the Baragola. Ran Paragimu the Shabbos, the Shema Rashba. It's the Rashba's explanation. Not the Ran's explanation. It's hard to defensive Gimel based on the Ran's explanation, but the Machaber himself in Sifei is quoting the Rashba's explanation. That's why it's difficult. So he found a beautiful teretz, which he says, the Prima Gadim gave the teretz over here. Betuv Tam, the last seven lines of page 140 in Berlocha. Again, Sifhei, Omeret Agabi Kideres Chamel Otavshu. Lo Nechshav Klal Ka'omel Agabi Kiret. Did anyone find that language in the Prima Gadim? I have to look it up. Did you look it up? Didn't find it? Okay. Okay, so you can still look it up. Ulahaki Mutter Af Elite Lechatil Lebeshavt. And therefore it says it's just a blech, nothing more than a blech. Okay, tufta. Fine. Discussing over here, the whole discussion here refers to what we call shehiya. Excuse me, Hachzara versus Hanocha. However, in Siman Reish Nun Ches, it's something which seems to go against everything we've said until now. Reish Nun Ches is page 144. 144, everybody? 144. Mutol Aniach to the Mechaber Reish Nun Ches, Kli Shiesh Bodover Kaaga Kedera Chama, She'ein Zeketomen Bedover Hamosif Heaven. Not Atzmana, we don't have time to go into the details of Atzmana in this series. But the Bialach over here says, "V'mein mechasim bebegodim. You don't cover it with garments. Yesh hazeh din shihui. She's what we call shia. He's calling it shihui. V'tzarech she'adavar akad is bashal k'machal ben dusoy nivol yom. The das harav liel reish and gimel tasek chananya can cause them among the rama prima godim. So what do you say over here? You want to put kugel on top of a kdeira gabi kdeira. On Friday afternoon, you have to make sure that it's at least half cooked before you put it there. Why? Otherwise, the nisa shiya, we know about nisa shiya. Whatever's not kamacha ben rusoi is a nisa shiya, even according to the Chanan, is the biggest maker. This is such a pilly floor of the kakasha. It's like this. Here, the Bialach is calling the Prima Gadim. He calls it the Prima Gadim. He quotes it. He seems to be quoting verbatim, right? He quotes the Prima Gadim. How can we argue? We'll see soon. But I promise he's quoting. And they seem to be saying that if I have a pot full of soup, this is my Friday night's chicken soup, and I want to put kugel on top of it from before Shabbos, that I can only put it on the top of that pot of chicken soup if it was Macha Ben Gusoy before Shabbos. You know what? If it's Macha Ben Yisroi, I can put it on an open fire. We saw that a little bit last week in Reish Nun Gimel. And Sifal, an open fire. So what does that mean? That this pot of soup is meaningless. Doesn't accomplish anything for me. Whereas, Rabotai, if I have a regular blech, then we also saw in Reish Nun Gimel, a regular blech, you can put completely any food you want there, even if it's less than Macha Ben Yisroi. It's not fully, not half cooked, not a third cooked, a quarter cooked. So what do you see from there? Something remarkable. That a pot full of soup here is worse, is more chamer than a regular blech. Right? We just saw that, right? If a pot full of soup you require machal ben dusoi, a regular blech you don't, in Reish Nun Gimel. Yet, we just saw this prima gadim betuv tam, the same person, prima gadim, when it comes to what? Putting it on the fire on Shabbos, it's exactly the reverse. V'nahapachu. If it's what? If it's a full pot of soup, you can place kugel from the fridge on top.
If, you can't put it on.
However, 1 second, if it's just on a plain blech, you may not. That's what answers the steer ration of gimel, and hey. So it's mamash mukhlefes hashita. It's exactly the reverse. What's more chama, what's more kal? It comes to Shehiya, the Prima Gadim, the Rama quoted by the Bialocha saying, a pot full is chomer, and a blech is kal. And when it comes to putting it on the fire on Shabbos, a pot full is kal, and a blech is chomer. So how do you get it out of this? This is the problem. Is the question clear? Before we get the answer, there's another question. I hope the question is clear. So I discovered this question, yes? Sure. There seems to be a problem as a stira, a galuya, a prima gada, minakot al akot. We started the shiur by saying, we're repeating from last week. Last week we had the question, oration of Gimel, Gimel and Hay have a contradiction. In Gimel, kedera reikonis, to prevent the chon from burning, but you can't put it on the floor. To hold it in your hand, put the upside down, put a pan, and put it back down. That's a Gemara on the Chesem of Days. It's a Gemara, that's no Chiddush, it's a Gemara. Hinich agav ekarka is no good, even if it's Guf Aktum. A Gemara. Fine. On that, but on Tzif Hei is a new din, not found anywhere in Shas Bavli, or Yerushalmi. It was created by the Rajab. Right? What's the new din in Tzif Hei? If you have a pot full of soup on the fire, you may take a piece of kugel from the refrigerator and put it on top of that pot. Why a Nerav Bishul Bekach? Right? Yes, we read it. It's okay. You see, a pot full of soup will accomplish much more for you than a blech or an empty pan. And that's the tuf time of the Prima Gadim. Full is better than empty. Huh? Here, in Reish Nunches, we just saw the opposite. And the Prima Gadim explained, as quoted by the Bir Halacha, Prima Gadim is saying, if you have a pot full of soup, and you want to put food on that pot from before Shabbos, it has to be half cooked. Half cooked. You only the pot. You can put it on an open fire. Machabed b'soy, p'minigar amah. But we all know, back from Reishon and Gimel, if you have a blech, you can put food on the blech before Shabbos, even if it's less than machabed b'soy. So a blech accomplishes more than a full pot in Reishon and Ches. Whereas in Reishon and Gimel, in Reishon and Ches versus Reishon and Gimel, we'll call it out. Whereas the concentration of Gimel and Hay, it's the other way around. A full pot achieves more than an empty pot than a blech. So how do you reconcile this? It's opposite, going opposite directions. I think it's a great kasha. When I thought of this kasha, we learned Shabbos and Yeshiva right now over 20 years ago, I thought it was the first person in history to ever have this kasha. Because I looked, I couldn't find anybody that has this kasha. I thought it stared me in the face. The reason I didn't discover it before that, whoever looks at Reishon and Ches? We learned Shabbos and Yeshiva before that. Whoever looked at Reishon and Ches? It's off the beaten track. Right? Unless you're learning these in Yonder, okay. This is the kasha that I had. So, before we proceed to answer this question, you have to be very careful to say that the Rebbe never used the phrase that is quoted in Reish and Gimel, I told you before. That what? Na Gabi Ha'ish. Not true. He never said that. He never said it. If he said it, then Reish and Ches would be completely impossible. How can you make chumras if it's Na Gabi Ha'ish? Never said that. He said it's Ein Derech Bishul. Quoted the Ran. He quoted the Ran. Okay? But it's still a steer, a galuya. So what did I find this in print? Years later, well, the beautiful Shulchan Aruch came out. It's called Hadras Kodesh. Any of you have it? It's fantastic. It comes out of Montreal, if I'm not mistaken, by some of the Chassidim, but Williamsburg, I don't know, whatever it is, it's great. And they started coming out with the Shabbos from the beginning, and in the first Vav they got to Reish and Gimel. And there in the back of that, they have their own, like a kind of a Yalkut Mefarshim, the Yeshiz Kash. And so Reish and Ches. So my answer, which I gave before the Shulchan Aruch came out, is as follows. It all depends what we're worried about. We pointed out last week's shiur that there are two problems in these areas. Nirik and Mevashel and Shem Yechad and Vigachol. And the whole thing depends upon what we're worried about. When it comes to Nirik and Mevashel, that was the chiluk of the Prima Gadim B'Tuf Tam. It's not Nirek of Mevashel if you put it on top of a full pot. However, if you put it on a blech, it still is going to be considered to be Nirek of Mevashel. Again, we're talking about the case of Hanocha Mitchil. However, with respect to Shem Yechad Vegecholim, it's exactly the other way around. A blech is something which is never found. Whoever heard of a blech? It doesn't exist. Only Jews have blechs. So you put a blech on top of a fire on Friday, that is a hecker. You shouldn't come to stoke the coals. Having a full pot on the fire is a psagirish adach. Everyone has full pots on the fire. The fact that the full pot on the fire has no hecker whatsoever. And therefore, since there's no hecker whatsoever, there's no permission to place a piece of kugel on top of a full pot of soup on the fire. So I think it's a gewaldige teretz. The truth is that the Magen Avraham is against me. You gotta be intellectually honest, right? Oh, turn to the Magen Avraham in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sivkot and Lamed Gimel. He's against me, beferish against me. Yeah.
You're saying that when the Shulchan Aruch said it was mutter to put on top of a Kederi Kanis, he means that there's a blech underneath that.
No, the Kederi Kanis is the blech.
It is the, so even, okay.
Kederi Kanis is what the Rabbis call a crooked blech.
And when it's a problem, when it's problematic, he's just saying in terms of a different problem, in terms of the issue of...
Once you put it down, it's no good. That's a Gemara Lam Chesim and Beis, right? It's permissible on a Kiruv on a Gruf of Ketumah, it's a Mishnah. But he nicho got a kak, that's no good. So over here in Simon Reish and Gimel Sifei, the Panadish Heter, says the Magen Avraham Lamed Gimel, page 109, Panadish, the Kevan, the Ein Bo Rotev, Ein Bo Bishul. Okay. Umishem Chitu Inami Leka Lemigzar. Why? Fisha Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. Fisha Kdera Mavsekis. Magid Mishnah. Huh? How do you explain this, Magen Avraham? In Minei Obey, in Trinity, how do you explain it? You don't have to, because Chitui, and the Rabbi Shul Bekach, it's a kugel. So what kugel again? He made a kugel, maybe it's more of a chomp. He put together Shem Yichad and the Gecholim, and the Rabbi Shul Bekach, mixed it up, whoop, voila. What's he saying? Please look up the Magen Mishnah, do me a favor. You will not find it. The Magen Mishnah is only talking about Ein Derech Bishul Bekach, because the Magen Mishnah is the Talmud of the Rashba. And the Rashba is the one that's only worried about Ein Derech Bishul Bekach, and these kind of, about Derech Bishul, Lyric of Avashel, in these kinds of circumstances. But nowhere does the Magen Mishnah mention the Shem Yechad and Begachol. These people can assume that once it's reached Gemach Ben Rusoy, we're not worried about Shem Yechad and Begachol anymore. As we spoke about Barichas last week. Bit of a pellet. So, yeah.
It does seem to make sense that the person remembers
and
plays it on top of
the. Oh, so Misvara, I happen to love the Magen Avraham Misvara. I love it. I think it's Gevaldik Misvara. You don't put things on top of full pots. As a matter of fact, to out the Lubavitcher Rebbe, right, we are happy to quote him, out the Lubavitcher Rebbe says that the Kriya Megadim is wrong for this very reason. The Prima God, who said in Reish Nun Ches, that if it's on a pot full of soup, it must reach Kamach HaBed Vesoy before Shabbos, says, you're absolutely wrong! Because there is no Shem Yechad HaBed Vesoy on a full pot, and he quotes the Magen Avraham, Reish Nun Gimel, says God, Lamed Gimel. This is the Prima God, it is incorrect. So again, the Tuv Tam Vedas was the Prima God speaking, very nice. But is it really true? Don't know. According to the Magen Avraham, it sounds like it's not really true. And Shulchan Aruch Harav says the Prima Godim and Reish Nun Ches is telling a lie. Not so. So what emerges from both sides? But according to the Prima Godim, you may not place a piece of kugel on a kedera gabi kedera on Friday unless it's gemachal ben dusoy. And what should emerge from that is, you can't place it on Shabbos at all. I mean, how can we become a curse against Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch said it's mutter. Reish Nun Gimel Sifrei. Yes, he said it's mutter. He told you why it's mutter. Four words. What? Ein Derech Bishul Bekach. He's worried about Nerekim of Asher. But what emerges from the Prima Godim's read in Reish Nun Ches is that although Nerekim of Asher does not apply on top of a full pot, but Shem Yechad HaBegacholim does apply. And therefore, it should be usher on Shabbos, the same as it's usher on Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos is usher on the Tulevich's Machal Ben Dusoy, and Shabbos is usher no matter what. Shem Yechad HaBegacholim. That's what should emerge. As a matter of fact, you think I'm crazy? I'm not crazy. Look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shin Yud Ches, Sif Zayin. Give a look. Shin Yud Ches, Sif Zayin. Two days. Sif Zayin and Sif Ches, as a matter of fact. You can find it on page 124. Yesh Mefarshim, the Shor, the Chaniach, Kli Shesh, Vodav, Chama, Gabi, Kedem, Hatamuna, Afilu, Kli Atachna, Eish, Shori, Yesh Mefarshim, Shema, Kli Tachna, Eish, Leolam, also. Here we go. The second day in the Mechaba denies the Heter of Kedem, Gabi, Kedem. He denies it. That's in Sif Zayin. Sif Ches, repeat. Laniach of page 125. Laniach of a cash in a special called Tzorok al Gavi Mechem Shal Gavi Eish. Yes, Omim. It's connected to Madura, and therefore it's Mutter. And yes, Omim. It's like Laniach al Gavi Kira Lachatchila V'Yotzer. 2 days. V'Rishon Nira Iker. Okay. Here the Mechaber says V'Rishon Nira Iker. Back in Siv Zayin, he was silent. We'll have to get to that question a little bit later on. Fine. So far, Rabotai, so good. It's interesting, if I'm right, that there are more holds from Mirzik and Mevashel, from Shemi Chata Begacholim, should really be arguing on the Mechaber, in terms of the Heter of Kedera, Agave Kedera. Why didn't he argue? So once one entered, he's relying on the second day in Shin Yud Ches Zayin and Ches. Why must he argue Beferish? Maran Bet Yosef, the Mechaber himself says that. Himself says that. Not only that, but in Darkei Moshe, he also said so. Let's check the table of contents here. I think we have a Darkei Moshe somewhere. We have a few Darkei Moshe, which is a few very important ones, as a matter of fact. Do you see the page numbers here? It's on page 2. Does that mean it's no page? It's in a particular order after the tour? That's why it doesn't have its own page?
Yeah.
It's in a particular order. Okay. Here we go. It should be page 93, I'm guessing. 94. Circle. Well, the fee divrei atur the tali time mishum shemolad chol mechalinian also. On this particular case, which is found, there are 2 days in the Beis Yosef. On this very question, what's this issue? The Beis Yosef is 2 days. Page 95, Kotar Rabbeinu Yeruchim, towards the bottom. Sometei mechal agabi mechal d'shari afilu klitach nalaish, v'yesh mefarshim nalaish etos. That's exactly the 2 days. For some reasons, in the Beis Yosef, the Reish Menches, it's in the Shulchan Aruch, was moved to Shin Yud Ches. On these 2 days, there are more passages in the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Torah, it should be awesome. That's why maybe he relied upon the other day, the second day in Shin Yud Ches, Zayin and Ches, and what he himself wrote in Darkei Moshe Shin Yud Ches of Kotan Beis, and that's why he's Machlo, which he should be Machlo according to the Prima Godim, because of the question of Shem Yechate V'Gechol. The Heter therefore to be, I tell people, you know what you want, if you want to be Yotz of Prima Godim, you know what you should do? Make a Kedera, Agave Kedera, Agave Blech. Hey, complicated. But it works. Why should it work? Because the Kedera Agabe Kedera will take care of the what? Nirik and Mevashel. And the Blech will take care of what? Shemichat
HaVegachol. What
about a double boiler? What is that? Who in this room knows what a double boiler even is? Only one person. Okay, not surprised. When I got married, one of my aunts, Alessia, brought to our wedding a whole bunch of boxes with pots and pans. We had to schlep home in the car, about a set of pots and pans. So that was our honeymoon week. Shabbat broke, so we opened up the pots and pans, beautiful. Tell my wife, one of these pots is obviously broken. It was malformed. because it doesn't have a flat bottom. What do you do with a pot without a flat bottom? She starts to laugh. I mean, you don't know what a double boiler is? Not, I feel much better. I thought I was a total idiot. So that 90% of the boys in the shiur don't know what a double boiler is. What it is it's a steamer. When you want to steam vegetables, you fill up a bottom pot with water, and you put a second pot which is a round bottom. It's inserted into the top one, and you put the vegetables and it gets steamed up. Okay, it's called a double boiler. Can you use that on Shabbos? That's called a kedera. After all, the bottom one has what? Just water, and the top one has vegetables. What do you say about that? So Rabbi Ida said, nothing doing. He doesn't like it. This is on page 79. Says it can't be us. Why is it us? They may not be placed in a double boiler. See, Rabbi Ida was a double boiler. He was a major scholar. I mean, Tokuf Samach Beis, Kach Nira Kalin Jaderach Levashel Betoch Li Zeh Nira Kemavashel Tachila B'Shabbos. Boom! Not allowed. Nira Kemavashel. Because you would normally see vegetables in. That's reason number one. I give you a different reason. When we say Ein Derach Bishul B'Kach, what do you mean? A head of Kalach Yad? I'll put it in a funny way, upside down, it's going to work? Nah, that's not what it means. It means it's indirect heat. Repeat. It's indirect heat. The fire heats the water, and the water heats the chicken soup. And the chicken soup, the steam from the chicken soup, the heat comes up and heats the kugel of the chicken. And that's why it's not Nirekha Mavasha. Because the primary focus of the Mavishal is this chicken soup. This is reminiscent of one pshat we suggested in Tosis and Daf Lamid Tes in Shabbos. It came to Tavlin. That Tavlin, the reason why it's not Nirik and Mavashel is because you're cooking the chicken, not the spice. If the spice is the only ingredient, then perhaps it would be Nirik and Mavashel. That's what we spoke about by tea and coffee. And we discussed this a while ago. Something similar over here. If the main thing that's cooking is the chicken, so if you throw a piece of kugel on top, that's considered not Nirik and Mavashel. But if the whole thing on the bottom is the water, and the only purpose of the water is to facilitate the steaming of the vegetables, it shouldn't burn. That's no good. That's Nirekha Mavashel Mamash. There are two different reasons why we should say that it's prohibited. Is it because it's Nirekha Mavashel? Oh. Or because the water in the double boiler is ultimately spilled down the sink. We cannot consider it to be secondary. That's the primary use of this gizmo to cook the vegetables. And therefore, you can't put vegetables there in the double boiler when they're cooked before Shabbos. Not allowed. Not allowed. Rav Moshe has a tshuva here. I'm not sure if you'll find it. About steam tables. Steam tables. That's what he calls it. Steam table. That's what they have in the cast. No, they still have it there. You put things in. Right? Do we have it here? I'm not sure if it's here. 88, thank you very much. 88. I guess it's called 288. Okay. 87A? No. Maybe it's over here.
No, that's it. The one
over there.
Oh, very good. The chain. Yes, kelim hasuim rak lechimim ha'ochum in mevushim l'shmam vishik on hot plate or hot tray or steam table. Hamutu l'chanam davashim is mevushim kol tzor kol davo lach ha'cham ksas v'yefzik dera kemen en derech bishul b'kach. Well, let's skip the first 2.5 lines. Our steam table. Ki meduma she'efshul is bashul shom shim kenu memele derech bishul He's saying it's also Mishum Derech Bishul. Rebbeinu Shel Olam! It's Kedera Gabi Kedera! It's water on the bottom! So I believe that the merch has to be explained in the following way. That water is never, you don't drink that water. If you don't drink that water, so it looks like you're heating up the chicken. Heating up the kugel, not heating up the water. The water is spilled out of the sink, ultimately, after Shabbos is over. So therefore, there are Moshe Paskins, it's also to heat something up on a steam table. According to the first svar we had, it would be mutter. You don't cook on steam tables. So Moshe seems to go on like the second svar we had, as opposed to the first svar that we had. Okay. Okay. Anyway, even the Mekilim is, I assume, is only based on the fact that it's only an indirect heat coming through the water. Fine. All we said until now, Rabosai, is based on the Prima Gadol. Tuf Tam, right? Tuf Tam Adas Lamdeni. Yes.
According to this, all this steam table and double
boiler,
isn't
that the same as a Kederblach? Oh, Kederblach. What's a Kederblach? According to Rav Moshe, Kederblach should be Osir, because same as a steam table. I'll see a way out of that one. According to my first, what was my first shot? The first shot was that no one cooks on it. So maybe it would be mutter. Maybe. So I'm not sure about Kederblach. According to Rav Moshe, that's the steam table. I can't see any way at all to be matter the Kederblach. I don't see a way. Yeah.
Even if the water is never spilled out.
What do you do with it?
It stays in there. Pre-sealed.
What do you do with it? You ever drink it?
Yeah, I'm
asking a question. Who in this room has ever taken the water from the Kederblach and had it for made tea out of it?
I will now.
You will now. I'm showing bias problems. So seems to me it might be a problem. According to my svara, may would be mutter. According to basically what we call Rabbi Ida svara, but according to Rabbi Moshe svara, it's not should be us. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah.
So if you use the water in the pot,
you
the
do.
Bottom,
you make tea. If you make tea from it.
Make tea from that water. So
yeah, that should be mutter for sure. I think so.
According to
not for sure, because it still doesn't look. It still is a question. And even according to my what is my first svara? It looks like you're cooking the water. Nah, I take it back. My first would also say it's awesome. Everyone knows you're cooking the chicken, not cooking the water. We'll find a potential svara to be made later, but I'm not so high on this. But again, everything I said until now, which took so much time, I don't know how, is all according to the Prima Gadol. So the first day of today's year. The first of the scheduled part of today's year is just the Prima Gadol. Not the Prima Gadol, right? So, yes.
excuse me. We said that indirect ritual of path is like more of an indirect issue. That
right, indirect.
Is that similar? Like, how does it apply by ritual of time or official of time area?
Nothing to do. Totally different. Yeah. Different circuit. Different. Totally different.
And then that's also the same reason.
Maybe. But that's a, that we discussed from a perspective of the rice, and I was discussing about the rabbonim, a whole different thing. However, Rabbosai, the Machtis HaShekel in Siman Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkot and Lama Dalid, has a completely different take on all of this. Totally different. You can find this on page 109. So a steel between Siv Gimel and Siv Hei. It's Siv Chot and Lamed Gimel, actually. With a Siv Gimel, it's page 109, the bottom of the first column. Wait, hold on a second. No. I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong place. Machta Shekel is on the Melon Avram, Lamed Dal. Let's correct the first time. So it's on, I don't know if you're all able to see it. With Siv Gimel, the near Zaiti, So good. Siv Gimel is Morok, Tavshil, and Siv Hei is Panaz, Rishis Tal, Meridik. The Mogan Avram, what Mogan Avram? The Mogan Avram is in Shin Yud Ches, keep one hand here in page 109. And your other hand can go to page 125. Risha Nira Iker. Kevin Chakdira Akdera Abstekas Lodame Lakira, the Hosam Akdera Meditagabesh Mamish. Sarachim. Lama lo echriya beis yosef v'siv zayim ha'atir. Tu atma lo kosov kain reshna gimel gimel. So the stira. V'yesho medavka tzlim uta linnu lechat chila gabe kiriya gerufa. Ava mevushal os linnu agabe agaba. Agabe kiriya afilu ucham she mevushal kazin sham hitin lov kshu kar, etc., etc. So he gives the teretz why the mechaber is machriya lekula in ches, not in zayim, because ches is solid and zayim is liquid. Says the Machzah Shekel, Reish and Gimel, Lamed Gimel, based upon that Magen Avraham, that's between Gimel and Hay. Gimel is liquid and Hay is solid. Meiridik. Comes to Bavadja and Yechavadat and says, you know what? If this is true, our blech is no problem. We're putting solids on the blech. The full or empty is of no consequence. The key point is it's liquid or solid? Since we're talking only about solid liquids, we have a different problem. We have bishalach and bishalach. We're not discussing liquids at all. Limited to solid. Solids would be mutter. No, the question of the kind of solids and mutter is against the Gemara. The Gemara says that if you nicho gabe karka, you're not permitted to put it in group grief or group of tumor. Why not? So you could have said it's talking about liquids only, but that's shver because of bishal. The answer is, if you look in the Yalkut Yosef, he asked this question. And he says that in the olden days, once in a while, there would be mevashel on the eish k'tuma. And therefore, hanachal chathchila is also. As opposed to ablech, then no one ever cooks on ablech, and therefore it would be mutter. So this is quite remarkable. Rabotai, is this true halacha l'maisa? So I saw in the recent nachon, they don't like it. They say, spare them to rely on. Because Sfarim follow Maran Beit Yosef, and the Magen Avraham is explaining the Maran in this fashion, solids versus liquids. But Ashkenazim don't know that way. The Magen Avraham himself, in Simon Shin Yud Ches Sifkot Chavav, the one we came from, he's giving that shot within the Mechaber, that the Mechaber distinguishes between one and the other, solids versus liquids. But the Magen Avraham himself doesn't like the distinction. He says, no. It's all the same. Yesh lahakim. Because of Magad Mishnah, he denies the distinction between solid and liquid. And as such, if he denies the distinction, so the whole teretz of the Abavajik and the Machzah Shekel cannot stand. However, so therefore I believe that the Kedera Gabi Kedera answer, the proper answer, is the Primogodim answer. But with one difference, Rabosai. One difference. Prima Gadim said that if you have a Kedera, Al-Gabe Kedera, you're still worried about Shem Yechad HaBikachola. Therefore, he required Machal Ben Busari on Friday, as we saw, that's the recorded narration of Ches. That may not be true. Why? Because the Magen Avraham said Beferish, we pass in Ladina. There is no Shem Yechad HaBikachola in a Kedera, Al-Gabe Kedera situation. Mefurish. Interesting. We mentioned before the Shulchan Aruch Harav argues with the Prima Gadim, but when he argues with the Prima Gadim, he's not just arguing with the Prima Gadim. He thinks he's arguing with the Magen Avraham too. Well, I mean, the Prima Gadim quoted the Magen Avraham as saying what he said. Now, if we have the Magen Avraham Reishon Ches, I'm not sure if we have that here. Let's see in a minute. Page 116, maybe? Yes. 114. Kedera Kama. Vema Kedera Atachtona Omeres Algabe Yoesh Yesh Lo Din Shihui. Remember, you even use the same phrase, not Shia, but Shihui. So, the Prima Gadim understood this to me, right? What does it mean? So he says, I am Magen Avraham. I don't know where this goes. Goes to 115. And this is what the Bialacha quotes. Miyudin Shir Yesh Lel Yona Ukemosh Kras Reish Men Gimel Siv Gimel. And therefore, you have to worry about Reish Men Gimel Siv Aleph, which means that to be Kamacha Ben Rusoy. That's the Prima, at the Eshel Avraham, it's quoted over here. So, since the Alter Rebbe assumes that Prima Gonis Pshat Mel Gonis is correct, so now I'm against the Mel Avraham. Who said? Then I have to put the Mel Gonis on a stira. Because in Reish Men Gimel, we read it in Sivkotan Lamed Gimel, whatever it was. He said, there's no problem of Shem Yechad and Begacholim on Kedera Gabi Kedera. He quoted that Magad Mishnah that we said that never existed. Right? But here he says there is a problem. No. All he means when he says Shiri is it's not Atmana. Look at the context, gentlemen. That's all he means. He said, because that's the before I should keep talking, if you have to learn about Hatzmana. It's Shehiyah versus Hatzmana. That's what he meant. He didn't mean Shehiyah versus Hatzara. He meant Shehiyah versus Hatzmana. In a chinam, and the Magen Avraham would say, it's no problem. So I think at the Prima Gadim, you know, everything he said is Betuv Tam, to explain the steer between Reish and Gimel and Hay, that I think is correct. But his last akuda Reish and Ches, I think is incorrect. Because they'll put the Magen Avraham into a stira. Fine. It's interesting. The Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa has something which I don't understand. It's in Perek Aleph Heora Kuf Yud Beis. Where are we? Shmirah Shabbos Kilchasa. Is that like in a separate category?
No,
65. Thank you very much. What does it say? It says over here, Yaniach afilu b'shabes kedera reikonis o talachas matechas al gabe ha'esh v'yaniach es ha'kedera oleha. He allows you to do such a thing. Why? Reish nun gimel b'mishne ruah sivkot n'pei aleph and so simen reish nun tes b'chlol of the milsa and in shin yud ches b'mishne ruah me'malach n'tzari dalet. He has four different places where he says the Mishnah Berurah is making on the Shaila. Okay. Then it says, V'ayin old, Simen Reishon and Gimel, Siv Gimel, V'alacha, V'yizor. That's where we came from. Now you may remember in the Shmir Shabbos speak, V'ayin old means, it's a differing opinion. Right, at the very beginning, right? That's what V'ayin old stands for. So according to the Mishnah Shabbos, Memchila, you have a steer between the Mishnah Berurah and the Mishnah Berurah. Right? Because the Bialach is Machna, we just read that. And in four other places he claims he's Mekel. The four against one. But why is it? We thought it should really be us. Here's the answer, Rabbi Osai. If you look at all the four places, every one of them, the Mishnah Berurah is explaining himself according to the minig that he quoted, the minig of Ramah. What was the minig of Ramah? The minig of Ramah is that we treat every Hanukkah as an Achzara. Unless he took it off the fire before on Friday and put it back on Shabbos. So according to that kula, so of course, even though the Kedera Reikonis is only a blech, so what? You can take it from the fridge and put it on the blech. That's the famous kula of the Ramah. But since the Shemir Shabbos himself doesn't like the Ramah, he correctly points out that Mishnah Berurah doesn't like the Ramah, he himself quotes that the Ramah shouldn't be followed. So why over here, in Sif Lamed Ches, is the Shemir Shabbos Kulchasa being Mekel, he himself writes in the previous page 63, in Sifchaf, Ubediyeved, if you're really stuck, there'll be no food for Shabbos, you're really in a big pinch, then you can put it on from the fridge or the floor on a blech. Who said so? Yeah, that's in footnote Tzamech Vav, Siv Beis Baramah, only if you're stuck. The Chazanish says, Ro lahachamir benichgamikaka, it's worthless, it's nothing. So why all of a sudden in Chav he shouldn't do it? And Lamed Ches, she says he's Mekel, the same exact Shaila. I don't understand how we reconcile this problem. I don't understand. And then over here, in Samach Vav, he writes like this. This is again on page 63. Oh, Malaya is a different story. What's the first thing? Talachas afucha mitachas lakadera? But there's a blech there already. What's this? A second blech? I never understood this. Two blechs are better than one? Now, that's what he's telling us saying. Two blechs are better than one? I couldn't understand it. I found in the Shmir Shabbos Chela Gimel, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said, yeah, two blechs are better than one. Yeah. Why two blechs better than one? Because the Be'alacha says what we just saw, the Kedera Reikonis Omedis Rak Listam Aschom Akira. You throw in an extra one, it's going to help. I don't see why an extra one is going to be any better. Don't see it. Rabotai, this is supposed to be already finished a long time ago. So we finished now the Prima Gadim, and that we think the Prima Gadim is mostly right, but we think at one point we think the Mogad Avraham never meant it, and it can be a little more legal and arrow shots. We now have some time left to talk about many, many other things, which are we're going to go. Well, let's just start. Rabotai, smicha. It's part of the smicha program. Mao lismoch. Can any of you get smicha? It's a Gemara with Fereshes. Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Okay, let's open to the Gemara. What page is that? Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph. Is that two? Page two. Lamed Zayin Amad Aleph is page two. The first white line. Yibo. Mao lismoch bo. Tocha v'gaba osur avalismach ba shaper dami odil maloshna hashayla. Before we even got to that shayla, in the previous context, the Gemara quoted a brisa of shtei kiros hamasimos, which is a bracket on top. Achas grufa k'tuma v'achas she'en grufa k'tuma mashna gabi grufa k'tuma v'mashna gabi k'en grufa k'tuma. Okay. That's simple, straightforward. Toshma. Now the third line. Shtei kruvos amasimos achas gufa k'tuma achas she'en grufa k'tuma. Mashna gabi k'tuma k'tuma. Oh, v'yafa gabi k'solak le'havla me'idach. Sach smicha. Well, I said, no. The came with the medallion, shalat ba'avira, it's lifted up, there's more air there. Go back and forth, rise back and forth. So it's not completely clear what the maskanas of Gemara is. The Gemara seems to say that it really is mutter. Then it says, my havi Allah. And then it says that it's a problem. There seems to be a contradiction in the Gemara. We're not going into every detail now in the sugi itself. The pasuk pshat is smicha is mutter, says Tosfos. Toshma, kirish esikua, umasik the shari lismo, umikom kom eim nilvo mikan lismo etol eish, the shani ocha the dolfne kiyam afsigim eino eish. Okay, smicha requires a wall in between. Bottom line is it's mutter to do smicha. So it says, well, you need a wall, you don't need a wall. Tosfos, you do. Demagos Mar says you don't. Fine. If you look in the Rif quotes this sugya in his attempt to paskin against Chananya. Now it's interesting, Tosfos paskins like Chananya, the top Tosfos over here. From the Kaimon to Chananya, we saw this last week, the Ramah says, no one can talk to Svarachmona like Tosfos, like Chananya. The first day in the Mechaba is like the Rabbanan against Chananya, based upon Shita Sarif. The Rif proves that we follow Rabbanan against Chananya. Okay, should be page 22, I'm guessing. 22. Umaskanad lo yiten lo yishu, vafil disho, sigor pekotem ini lo lo. And mistabar lo nahachi umaskana. Why? Because he quotes in the last now line in the Rif, page 22. Ibrah lo mao lismok lo. Tocha v'gabu di yosav lismach shaper dami odim aloshna u'midavrinan tocha v'gabu di yosav shaminan t'osa lishol agabe kirish and aguf v'ktuma raya berura. Right? Raya berura. Really? Such a raya berura? What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Look at the Ran. The Ran says, what kind of crazy thing is this? U'lamadam alahav zirtnan This doesn't prove anything. Maybe Hananiah is right, and that Shehi is mutter without anything, and the Gemara is by smicha, it's talking about Havzara. The same as smicha is a shara when it comes to Shehi, it's a shara by Havzara too. So the Ran gets a textual way out of that. Kev adama tochu v'gabu hu d'yosur, the mashma the mishum, the ena k'tuma hu d'yosur, tochu v'gabu. Mashma the command, amal ha'ashos k'tnan, noket lo l'bayim. Yilu in Chazara, Mary, Mayoya ena k'tuma, afil the b'k'tuma tochu osur. Before she came on, if I'm a guy, that Tolk was also filled with Biktuma. So it's a textual issue, whether the Rift Raya is a good Raya or a bad Raya. That's the Ram. Or Sameach has a much more lumbda Shepshah. He says, Smicha only helps for Shem Yechata Bikachol. It will not help for Nirik and Mavashal. Therefore, the Rift who holds that Achzorah is Nirik and Mavashal, no way can understand the Gemara Shabbat Smicha to be referring to Hachzor. It's Nirek HaMavashim, it should be Yotzer. Must be only Smich. And Tosfos, and the Balamor, who here also argues with the Rif, Dilashitasa, that they hold that Hachzor is also why? Shem Yechad HaBigachol, as we said last week. So therefore, Smicha might work there too. So therefore, they refute the proof of the Rif. Fine. Because of time considerations, I'm going to skip to the Mogan Avram, Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkot Nei. Please open up. Reish Nun Gimel, Sifkot Nei, in the Mogan Avram. Yes, sir.
Can we say that according to the Reish Nun will be a problem of Nirek and Mavashal?
Correct.
But it's away from the fire, isn't it?
Yeah, but so what? Still Nirek and Mavashal. I mean, there's a fire, there's a pot. What do you think he's doing? Playing cards? It's cooking. Okay. That's what the Rosh Hashanah does. You're right. You're right. I'm not saying that everyone agrees with the Rosh Hashanah. I don't think you're necessarily right. I don't think so. I think that the Rashba says it's Nirek HaMavash, as we know full well. Nonetheless, he explains the Gemara by Achzor. So the Rashba holds like you. I'm not saying you will. But it's a matter of thinking shot in the Rif. Good. Rabotai, the moment I'm wrong, in Reish Nun Gimel Sifkot Nei. What does it say in the Shulchan Aruch? Mutter, afil en grufa, uktuma, mutter lismach lo kadeir v'samach chutzalo. We pass them with the list of them before Shigamar. Says the Mogan Avram, hey, mi ba'erek, ve'ein magzirin la'olam ela al-gabe ki regrufa, v'chol she'ein magzirin olav ein somch lo b'shabbos. Akan l'shon aramba. Masa de b'shabbos also lismo ve'ein agrufa. They bought the Gemara Lama Zion lo havi ela ba'erek shabbos. That's exactly what the Rif said. Not surprised, Rambo, like the Rif. Ayin magavish l'chein masha b'rif. I am shot. Very nice. Avol esvara hashniya. What's that? Tosfos. Shari afilu b'shabbos k'mosh kasev Ramah. Sof simin zeh. According to the Ramah and according to Tosfos, shehiya is mutter even be hachazara. Okay. So with me so far?
Shehiya is smicha.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. Thank you. Smicha's mutter, even be'achazara. Thank you very much. Even be'achazara. Kosh kosav Ramah, sof simen zeh. What does he mean, the Ramah, sof simen zeh? What's he talking about? So the dog on their revolver, which is found here on the bottom. Hainu lismach chila b'shabbos. Not only is smicha mutter be hachazara, it's even mutter be hanacha mitchila. So writes the Dogel Meravava. Avlam samach me'er Shabbos mutter lahachzir b'Shabbos v'lismach k'demucha b'shtei kiras hamasimos sham v'gemar. The Dogel Meravava paskins smicha is mutter even b'hanacha. That's a medubar over here. But achzara is certainly mutter. The chiddush is that mutter even b'hanacha. Says the Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger is found over here as well. Where is Rabbi Kiva Eger here? Anybody?
Yeah, same page.
Same page. Where am I came from? Ah. Kiveg, right in front of my nose, circle, right above that. The Dogel Meravah Kosov. ומחילת צבאות תרוסו אין אוקיי. אלא כוונה של מבן אברהם, אך די עד לא קיימן כחנניה, וזה הושיד עשו ריף, והוכיח כאם מדבור לא מעליסמו, אחרי דשי עצורה, וביר הרן, at the riff holds, that if it's Havzara, how are you going to be proven from Shnei Kiris and Masim, it's against a little bit technical, but אם כן קיימה דין להחזרה עושה בסמיכה, ומזה מובן, that it says over here, that the Goyen made a mistake, it's a Shgir. Hasa Mari B'Shehir. That's what the Mogen Avraham says, the Svara Shnir Shari, what does that mean? Kaila Chananya, and he brought him out of this book as Vachazara, and Shnei Kiros, so Chazara is Mutter. Dach Bidera Chazara, Aval this book L'Chathila B'Shavis, Lo! Kedemucha Medivir Amos, Sov Simen Zeh, B'Masha Kosav, וכבר הסבור את הנובל להוכל וכו'. באופן הלכתחילה לסבור בחשבשבת זה עוצר. והחזרה זהו תולה מרון אברהם בבי שידס. זה לא כדירי הגון זה. What's the Kivay saying? That when the header of the second day is for Achzara, for sure Hanocha is going to be Osir. I wasn't even Ramoh Sofsim in there. No, the Ramoh we mentioned before. The Ramoh claims that Bismanenu, we pass like that so-called Yerushalmi, the meaning is like the Yerushalmi, that our Hanukkah is considered to be Achzara. So if our Hanukkah is considered to be Achzara, we understand very well why the Ramah is make the Shittas. But if you really have honest to goodness Hanukkah Metchila, which according to Chazanish we have all the time, he doesn't accept that Ramah, but that Ran, he says it's the wrong way to the Yerushalmi, then in fact it would be prohibited. And I'm going to assume for the moment Rabbi Kivega is correct. I just don't have the time to try to defend the double vote. We have a defense, but just going to gloss it over because of lack of time. Okay. Having said all this, we have to discuss one or two more things just to get far enough so we can try to finish by the end of next week. Rabotai, we mentioned before Tocha. Tocha. We saw it before, we just saw it. So Mefurish Gemara, so let's see it in page 2. Why see it from, we saw it before in early other sources. Mefurish Gemara. Lo Shonu El Al Gaba, Avol Tocha Osir. It's about the 12th line of Lamed Zayin and Manalas. So Havzara is Al Gaba's Mutter. The Tocha is Osir. As a matter of fact, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Turn to the Mishnah Berurah. Reish Nun Gimel Siv Beis. Reish Nun Gimel Siv Beis, please turn to page 138. Kiri Shigrufa Ktumah Nad Lakidair Me'alev Afilu B'Shabbos Mutal Lechachzira Kozman Shiro Sachas Vod B'Yodav Nichol Gavikarka Tata Lehavzir Tata Gaba Avol Asocha Osir Chomafur Shigamar Says the Mishnah Brura Nunches Avol Asocha Osir. Kevin Shumar of the Sokha Kadev Shemavashan Botodir, Nirakimavashal, Rashba Varan. Rabosai, this is a little tricky. The Rashba and Iran from last week, they're the ones who said that Akhazar is also why? Why? Why is Akhazar also from the Rashba and Iran? Because Nirakimavashal. Nirakimavashal. So if you have a Kira Grufa Ktuma, and your master Al Gaba, it's not Nirikim Mavasha. But the Tocha, it is Nirikim Mavasha. Okay, that's fine. But on both sides, we said that the Ramah and the Tosfos have a completely different approach to Achzor. You see, Achzor is also for what reason? Come on, help me out. Shemi Chazim Migacholim. Why then is Tocha more Chomer? Repeat. Achzor is Mutter Al Gaba Kirgu Fuktum. We're not worried about Shemi Chazim Migacholim. Then why is Tocha Osir? Is it Osir because of Shem Yechad HaBegacholim squared? Maybe it's a bigger chashash. Or is it Osir because of what? Nirikim Mavashal. Don't bring me a rag from the Rashba and the Ran. The Rashba and the Ran hold the entire Hakzar is Osir because of what reason? Nirikim Mavashal. So therefore Tocha is the worst Nirikim Mavashal. But what about according to the other opinion? We think the Ramah is that way. Right? The Rabbeinu Tam is that way. Tosfos is that way. That Hakzara is also to the Shem Yechad HaBegacholim and Al Gabi Kira Grufa Ktum is Mutter. Why is Toch Aser? Because of Shem Yechata or because of Nirek and Mavasha? That's a so far an unanswered question. You have an answer.
Say first of all that the Ramah does is koshesh to some degree even for Nirek Mavashel in the case, you know, where you're going to put it inside the
correct. That's, you may be right.
You know,
you may,
it's not that it's, he's on one extreme, he's koshesh to this side as well.
You may be right.
The other possibility is that once you open up the pan and you put something inside, then you might end up looking at the food that's already in there and say, oh, well, it's not as hot as I'd like it to be, and you're gonna start, you know,
you said it better than I said it. You get two gewaltige possibilities. Either because of Shem Echad, who's right?
I don't know.
I don't know either. That's a big nafkamina. I have a nafkamina. I'm not just joking around. I have a nafkamina. What's my nafkamina, Rabbi Osai? It's becoming more and more common in today's kitchens. It's called a... No. No.
Warming drawer.
Warming drawer. Nuzach. Who has a warming drawer in his house? See, you're the Rosh Hashanah. You're the one, so I'll get it to you.
No,
I don't have a warming drawer. No one even has it. You're the only one who has it. What's the Shaila? Can you place food in the refrigerator in the what? That's Tocha. Sure, it's Tocha. It's around the complete Tocha. If it's Shemi Yechata, that's a big problem. Because it has an adjustment, right? There's a dollar you can adjust. If it's Nirka Mavash, in my opinion, it's Mutter. Because no one cooks in the warming drawer, correct? You can't cook.
You can't.
You know, no one cooks in the warming drawer. No, so now you're on the spot. May you use a warming drawer or not?
Knock the control off.
Knock the control off. Okay. You're solving the problem again. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Why would he
worse
be inside than on top?
We don't know why. He had said so beautifully. We're not sure why. The Gemara is clear it's worse. That Achzara is Mutal Gala also Betoch. That's a Gemara.
Where do they put their coals?
They had coals in the bottom, and they had a kira, which looks like a. I didn't mean my hat today. Usually I have my hat. My hat, I turn the hat upside down. That's a kira. Right? They have a kupa, kira. There was a cavity in the bottom, and they put all galvanized on top, and the fire's in the bottom. Okay? In Betoch, we just put it inside. You are correct, but you said about crock pot. A crock pot, I'm passing you right now, you may not take the crock pot out of its case, container, and put it back again. That's how Zara Latocha. People do it all the time, and then realize it's Pasha Pshat against the Mefurash and Mechab, Mefurash and Gemara, Mepshuta. We'll find Kresh at us if you have time, Docha Kevin. But the Pasha is against it, Mefurash against everything.
If you hold it, even if you hold it.
That's exactly what the Gemara said. Hachzor l'tocha is aser. The pshut of the crack when you put it back in the tocha. What's the ball going to do for you? Still putting it in the tocha. Pshut. We'll count. Maybe we'll try to eke out a heter b'docha. Maybe. Yeah.
If you cover the dial.
How's that going to help? It's still a tocha.
There's no problem with Shemichat.
Not in the crack, but it's very much Derek
and Bash. No, I'm talking about the warming drawer.
Oh, very good. So the warming drawer. So I wanted to bring a raya. The raya I wanted to bring is what I call, I'm not going to show you the text now, you look it up yourself, what we call the pseudo-ran, the chidushi ran on Shabbos. We've discovered that the chidushi ran on Shabbos is not really by the ran. What used to be called the ritva is really the ran. And we have a new ritva, and we have an anonymous sefer, we don't know who really wrote it, but it's called the old version of chidushi ran. There he holds, like the Ramah, like the Balamor, right last week, like the Tosfos Rosh, those who have a good memory, all those three is in one coalition. They all have Shias Shemi Yechata, Hachzor is Shemi Yechata, and Hanacha is Nirek Mavash. That's how we believe we pass in Halacha Lamaisa. So what he says about Tocha is critical to me, because he's a man after my own heart, that's why we pass like him. So he says that Tocha is us because of Nirek Mavash. I'm going to assume that it's us, which is Nirek Mavashel, and therefore the warming drawer is going to be Mutter, Rav Osai, listen to me carefully, it's going to have Zara, Betocha is going to be Mutter, because there's no possibility of Nirek Mavashel. Of course, we're talking about a case of Rufa Ktuma. How you create Gerufa Ketuma in a warming drill? What's Gerufa Ketuma supposed to achieve? No Shem Yechad, it's the Heker. So that works if you have a, if you're covering the fire. So it's true that some want to be mapped to cover the dials as well. But Rav Moshe writes in the Tshuva, we have no right to make chumras. The Chazal said it's enough to cover the fire in a manner as a heker of borer that you're covering it for a halakhic reason. That's a blech. So you want to have a blech which goes like this, and it covers it, fine. You don't have to have a Rav Moshe writes. But he wanted to describe the woman's dress, where's the dial, and where's the pot going? Explain it to us.
I think the dial, I mean, dial's outside. You pull the draw, and then on the right side, you know, there's a small dial. Not in the draw, of course. It's
on the outside.
Yeah, it's really in the periphery.
So in other words, if you're going to cut, let's say you put a piece of tinfoil on the bottom of the warming drawer, how is that going to be a hecker to prevent you from changing the dial? I think you can see the dial before you even, some dials are really on the outside.
In mind, you can see, it's only once you open it that you see it on the side.
Oh, that's good. Very good. That's terrific. So he's a firm warming drawer. You can't see the dial until after you open the drawer. Yours too.
I'm saying that would make sense.
No, usually it's on
the outside. Outside. Yeah, so really on the outside. The kitzah, the only way the hecker can work is you have the hecker which at the same time covers the fire, which is the Rabbi Shur demands that. And at the same time, it's noticeable at any time that you can see the dial. So you'd have to take a piece of tinfoil, go cover the bottom, then slide up the top, and stick out. So you can see, what that tinfoil is doing there. It reminds me, I shouldn't change the dial. If you can create such a hecker, I think then it would be butter to put this in a warming drawer, because there's no nirek levash, we don't cook there. And tocha is only, the extra use of tocha is because of nirek levash, it doesn't apply. And as far as shami echata, you find yourself a hecker. But it's not so easy to make a hecker. I'm saying it's complicated to try to make a hecker.
Have to be bought at the same time, the same piece.
You want to have two pieces of tinfoil, one at the bottom, one on top? Maybe that'll work. I'm not sure. Maybe. Maybe it'll work. Yeah.
How do the warming drawers have like this tray on top of it? Like that you put in, we put the oven also like an oven tray. So if you put it on there, is that enough hecker?
Well, that'll be if you use that 7 days a week. No, hecker is something you use only on Shabbos.
Is there one that only?
If okay, maybe.
Even though it's not hanging out there, warming.
Maybe.
When you cover a fire. It only has to be that it's covered from where I can see it, or it has to be covered along all four sides?
No, you can see it.
Well, I can see it. So as long as there's tinfoil sticking out of the drawer, even if it doesn't necessarily cover the fire, if it covers part of the fire that's near to me, I don't have to go all the way.
I don't know about that. I take that back. No, that's not true. You can't have a blech covering half the fire. Chazal goes, you have to have ketumah to cover the entire fire.
Has to cover the entire fire.
Yeah, I don't think we went to the first question. No, you have to cover the entire fire. Yeah.
Why can't I have a separate piece of paper?
You want one thing to cover the fire, another thing to cover the to cover the handle? Okay, maybe. It's a chiddush because you require a hecker. You want to make two hecker. Maybe. Maybe.
Why do we need to cover the dial?
Shem
Yechad
HaBekechol. That is true. Rav Moshe says you have to cover the fire, and if you cover the fire, so the hachzara is both. We're talking about hanochah betchila. We're talking about taking from the fridge to put in the warming drawer. Right? That's what we're about. From the fridge into the warming drawer. That's a little bit more chamar, I believe. It's true, maybe only because of the nirekah mevashel. What Joseph is suggesting is that no. One more time. Every hanochah can also be also betoras hachzara. And every tocha can only be also mitoras hagavah. You have to take care of the Shem Yechad HaBekecholim some way or other. So you have to have some kind of a heck. Rav Moshe says it's enough to cover the fire. That's only if you cover the fire, you're not going to come to adjust because you're going to see right away that it's covered. But if you're not going to see right away, then you'll be chidikol before you see anything. So that can't possibly work. Huh? How can it work? So it's some of these, it's on the outside mamish.
Yeah.
So how can a hecker over there? Rav Moshe's kiddush makes sense because since you see the blech in front of your nose, even though the dials are on the side, but as soon as you see, before you put your hand on the dial, you can't unless you're blind. You're going to see the blech. It's going to remind you not to touch the dial. But here the dial is on the outside and that's on the inside. And especially if you can see it before you open it, yours is a little bit better. The kids, it's a serious problem. But at least it has some kind of a solution. Right? Just got a few more minutes. I'm starting to go a little bit over time, but I just want to finish this Indian now, because we'll never finish next week at all. But just please give me just another few minutes, if you don't mind. The some poskim have certain leniencies with respect to tocha. Rav Aaron Kotler, that's a world famous heter that's quoted by Rav Shimon Ida. I think it's the only place it's found, I believe, is in Rabbi Ida Seif. I don't think it's found anywhere else. Let's see if you can find it. This is really a chiddush nifla v'noira ad ma'od. Where is it? 82. Look at 82. Please, 82. Okay. 82. Returning food into our ovens is questionable, even with the conditions of chazar. What do you mean questionable? It's an Issa Gemara. Gemara question it's also. Talk chazar. What questionable? What's it, a reformer? Questionable? An agnostic? Shemati b'shem Aaron Kotler. Shele tanurim shalonim mutal ha'avzir. What? Because ikur bishul shalahem ayah b'tocho. Therefore, it's more merit than kamevashel b'tocho wa agarava. I agree with that. Masheke b'shalonu al gabav hu kamo b'tocho. And therefore, he was matter b'tzitznoye ha'chazara. Rav Moshe says, no! Yesh gam b'tocho din kira shemutal l'shos v'lo l'hafzir. Osir, of course it's osir. Think about some brackets. My Rebbe Rav Aaron Kotler, I don't understand what he's talking about. That'll take care of what? Of Shem Yechata B'Gacholim. What are you going to do with Nilzikim Mevasho? How will it help to cover the said it's enough to cover the handles. That takes care of Shem Yechata, not Nilzikim Mevasho. Until they employ it. He has no terrors. My terrors is, Rav Aaron was a Gavri Rabba, and he paskined that the reason for Achzara is because of Shem Yechata B'Kolam only. Can you imagine that? Such a Gavra Rabba go against Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer seems to worry about both. Now I like Rav Aaron Kotler. I thought that quote the Rambam is right, fundamentally. But I wouldn't have the guts to do it, to say it. I was going to Lador. So maybe he felt this way. In any event, this is his Chiddush. A tremendous Chiddush. Tremendous Chiddush. Interesting. The Aruch HaShulchan says, along these lines, that tocha is asur only when you can cook tocha or algaba. You choose to cook for tocha, that's when it's asur. When you can't cook algaba, they never made an issur. Nafkamina rabosai, crackpots. According to what we said until now, it's asur, it's hachzor l'tocha. According to the Aruch HaShulchan, should be mutter. Why is it mutter? Because you can't cook on top. Even according to Rav Aaron Kotler, maybe it would be mutter. But it seems to me it's a very, very radical shita. I would never want to pass it in that way at all. I think Achzara, it should be completely usur. And but I squeaked that ahead. It's interesting that there are poskim who talk about lowering it into betocha. How far down must it go? Must it go on the very bottom? Maybe there are those, I'm just going to stop now, who would hold and put some of those marbles to avoid the, oh, he left, about the Hatzman issue that might take care of the problem, but I don't think we should follow the halacha l'maaseh. I don't think so. I both say there's still much more to be done for next week. After this, we should go a little overtime, I'm sorry, but we'll do the best we can. Okay.
Please, does anyone have
a minute? We don't have
one. Okay. You can probably get a minute at 3 o'clock?
Yeah, we'll have a minute.